This is Business by the Bay, here to discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions. Your host, Ajay Sani.
Good morning and welcome everyone to Business by the Bay. I'm your host, Ajay Sani, and today's show is sponsored by Payroll Vault. It is a boutique-style local payroll service provider for small businesses. Payroll Vault fully handles the payroll tasks and takes over complex payroll activity from the business owners. For details, please call Payroll Vault at 925-273-7020. Today, I have with me Jack Harrington, who formed Franklin Management Systems in 2003 after more than 20 years in corporate accounting, last serving as the CFO of Sereda Corporation. As part of Jack's paid-forward philosophy and philanthropic roots, he serves as treasurer on two of Pleasanton's favorites, the Museum on Main and the Pleasanton Cultural Arts Council. Jack is considered a subject matter expert in the field of nonprofit finance management and tax preparation, and routinely provides keynote presentations to NFP networking groups and consultation to NFP board of directors in the San Francisco Bay Area. Good morning, Jack. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ajay. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I am also doing very good. It's another wonderful day. So let's start with the services that your firm, Franklin Management, offers. So can you please give an overview of what all you do?
Sure. So we provide outsourced accounting services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. And the services range from anywhere from bookkeeping, financial statement preparation, budgeting and forecasting. We handle compliance issues for the clients, anything from workers' comp audits, sales tax audits. We prepare the annual property tax returns for them. Our goal is to act as the entity's accounting department and basically do anything that an accounting department would do. The other thing, we also offer a higher level service, which is CFO services, where we will act as the CFO for the company and do some of the higher level things. We also have a tax practice, and the tax practice, it mainly focuses around the businesses. So in other words, almost all of our accounting clients, we do the tax return for, not all of them, but almost all of them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the entity will be a flow-through entity. It might be an S corporation or an LLC. And in those cases, we'll do the individual tax return as well, because what happens in the business directly impacts what happens on the individual's tax return.
Right. Yeah. So all of the services that you mentioned are very important. So let's pick the outsourced CFO first to talk about. So can you elaborate a little bit what all you do when it comes to the CFO services? And also, when do you think a small business owner shall start looking for a CFO?
So in general, a bookkeeper or an accountant level resource will only be able to do so much for the company. A company may be on a growth path. They may need help raising funds, budgeting, planning, all these types of things that a bookkeeper or an accountant can't do. So we will step in and on a part-time basis, assist the business owner with these higher level things to mainly help them grow the business. But in general, there'll be some things that will not be able to be handled by a low level resource. And growth is usually the key driver here. So I guess, when should a company start thinking they might need a outsourced CFO? You know, generally it's based on growth, but also sometimes the complexity of the business will dictate it. So a manufacturing company or a construction company will have issues that somebody who doesn't have a broad level of experience may not be able to happen. And in that case, it might be a good time to look for an outsourced CFO as well. The outsourced CFO makes sense until the day that the business owner feels that he needs somebody by his side at all times. Mm-hmm. And in that case, he'll move on to a full-time CFO and he'll pay a fuller price. But in the interim, for a smaller company, an outsourced CFO is a good option. It allows them to take advantage of a higher level skill set at a fraction of the cost of a CFO.
Got it. So what, according to you, are some of the major or common problems you see the business owners face? Is cash flow the most critical? As Richard Branson said that, never take your eyes off the cash flow because it's the lifeblood of business.
Well, he's right about that. Cash flow is the most important. It's basically the fuel used to run the business. And managing cash flow is key. And a lot of cases in an outsourced CFO role, we will help companies manage their cash flow, do some cash flow forecasting. Mm-hmm. But to be able to manage the cash flow right, you have to be able to do the basics right, which means you got to close the books on a timely basis. Your reporting has to be accurate. If those things are done, then you can move on to do some cash flow forecasting and try to get a handle on what's going on in your business cash flow wise. A cash forecast can be pretty accurate for about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. You can take it out 12 weeks and still see a picture of what's going on in the business. But it is critical. I think any of the clients that we're doing CFO work for, we use a cash forecast. And even I would encourage any small business, even if they do something very, very simple on the back of an envelope, just to have an idea of what's coming in, what's going out, et cetera. Some of the other issues that I think affect a small business owner, one would be managing employees, trying to keep up with the ever-changing landscape of employment laws is difficult, especially in a place like California. And once the company reaches a certain size, it should consider outsourcing the HR function, as well as, you know, if they're outsourcing the CFO function, they should consider outsourcing HR as well. In fact, a lot of our clients that were working as the outsourced CFO, there is an outsourced HR function in there as well. Not knowing all the laws can get you in a lot of trouble. And frankly, it's very difficult for any business owner to keep up with it on his own. So he needs some help. I think the third major issue I see for business owners is managing costs. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, on a simple level, we'll take the guy that owns a pizza shop. He really needs to have a handle on the cost of his ingredients. He needs to know what it costs to make a pizza.
Right.
A business more complicated, maybe manufacturing or construction, they need to know cost by job, profitability by job. And they need to keep up with that. And if they don't, unfortunately, they could be in for some negative surprises. But I mean, I think those are the three top issues for me: cash flow, managing employees, and managing costs.
Right. And all are interrelated in a way. How you manage your employees will dictate in terms of productivity, how efficient they are. And if we are managing the cost, it also helps in the cash flow overall, because when it comes to the
exactly.
bottom line, yeah.
I mean, managing a small business is not an easy task. It takes a wide range of skills, and a lot of the small business owners that we deal with have a skill in one area that they're very good at. Uh-huh. And frankly, they start managing a business all of a sudden, and it's something that they have never done before. And they're in an executive role, it's something new, and it's wise of them if they can reach out and get some help in certain areas. And the finance and the HR are two that I think are key.
Exactly. So in terms of like the risks in the businesses, like when they are running, you mentioned these three key factors. So in order to manage that they don't run into a problem, so on a more proactive basis to avoid it, I guess it's a case of making sure what is the right time to get help because, and also identify where are the gaps, because as you said just now, there are skills they may be having, they can maybe manage the employees very well, or they are very good at the product or service that they're offering, they are an expert in that area, but overall doing business development, doing marketing may not be their core strength, or they are not comfortable making calls and asking for sort of asking the leads for conversion, and all those kind of things may not be their strength. So I guess identifying where the gaps are.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned sales and marketing, and that's a key one also. But a smart small business owner will recognize what his shortcomings are, recognize where his strengths are. And if he's successful, he's going to be willing to recognize his weaknesses and address them. Nobody can be an expert in everything.
Right.
I mean, running a small business is all the same functions as running a large corporation. It's just in smaller doses. And the owner of the business will end up doing a lot of different things or attempting to do a lot of different things. So it's wise if they can reach out for help.
Right. And I guess sooner they reach out in terms of when the need comes, better it is, rather than reacting when things are not in a very negative state. If you go south, then it takes more time to rise and fix the issues. So sooner we can identify, better it is.
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of business owners will get burnt once or twice in some certain issue before they realize that they may be a little out of the league in that area. But it is something that they all need to come to grips with, that they can't be an expert in everything.
Exactly. So Jack, being a CPA, you must be getting lots of questions that are related to taxes. And how big is tax planning? I'm again talking about being a little proactive rather than reactive. And at times the business owners are looking at the taxes pretty much at the time of filing the returns.
Right. Well, there's not much tax planning you can do on March 1st. I mean, the game is over. To be proactive about it, you know, as I said earlier, we have a tax practice, and most of our business clients are tax clients as well. So it's a good relationship. We know what's going on in the business all through the year, so we can help with the tax planning. Tax planning, I mean, the first component of that for the business owner is basically trying to manage the liability, have an idea of what the tax liability is and how they're going to cover it. So, and I'm speaking again mainly about the owners of S-Corps or LLCs, where the results of the business flow through to the personal return. What we try to do on this front is to manage the liability. We will do a pro forma tax return on the business and on the individual. And generally, this gets serious in the second half of the year. And in the first half, we're trying to watch some trends, but, you know, September timeframe or so, now it's getting, you know, the game's getting serious. If we want to address the liability, first make sure we're able to cover it. Mm-hmm. Or if there's some other things we can do to help lower the liability, you still have 3 or 4 months to address it. So tax planning is key. It kind of dovetails well with our outsource accounting service and keeping your books in shape. Because if you don't have the books correct, it's really tough to do the tax plan. So it's all interrelated.
Mm-hmm.
But waiting till, you know, December or after the fact will not work.
Right. So what are the key benefits that you offer to your clients? In other words, why do you think business owners should hire your firm, basically?
Well,
to do
sure.
Things? Yeah.
The key benefits, I mean, we'll start with just the basics. We'll have clean books. We'll have accurate reporting. We can help them with cash flow management, handle all compliance issues. And in general, we can give the business owner the tools to make better business decisions. So if he does not have these things in place, and if he's not paying attention and looking at the financial statements on a regular basis, it makes it tougher to make decisions. And you get back to the proactive and reactive. A lot of bad decisions are made when they're made reactively. So we can help put the business owner in position where he will be getting good information to help him make better business decisions. Now, on a longer term basis, we can help the business owner grow his business. I mean, in general, the basics can be done. I don't want to minimize it, but it's not as critical, or it's easier to get that right. Longer term, we want to help the company grow the business if that's their desire. So we can help be the partner that assists in the growth, help them with planning, budgeting, doing strategic plans, et cetera. Also, as I mentioned, the fact that we have a tax practice, which is geared towards the business clients, works well with our accounting clients because, frankly, most business owners don't understand taxes at all, and they're looking for help there, and it's like a foreign language for them. So when we're managing their books on a regular basis, we can have a better handle of what's going on the tax side, and we can help them plan and manage their taxes. The tax component is a key factor for small business owners. It's something that they need to get right, have a handle on. Nobody wants a surprise in March or April about this type of information.
Right. Then at times what happens, we are like the sort of creature of habits, like, or whoever we know. How do we identify that we are getting the best out of our accounting firm? So in other words, if I am working with a CPA, right, and the CPA may be busy working with like 500 clients and may not be, the resources are not allocated in a good way, and it's dependent on how the questions are asked. How can the business owner identify that, hey, there are things that are not that well or we can improve upon? How do they find out that even if they have to change, for example, an accounting firm, not that the accountant is not an expert or something, but just that maybe that firm is too busy? So in that situation, how can, and you rightly said, like a lot of times the business owners, they are not aware of like taxes, that language, and what they are missing and what they are not. So for a layman, can you try to say something about like what a business owner should be on a lookout, that this is what I'm getting, but I need more? So either I need to ask my current firm or I need to make a move.
Yeah. So, I mean, it first starts, if the business owner is only going to the accountant for the annual tax return, he needs to make a change there. He needs to have the accountant more involved. Maybe it's quarterly, maybe it's semi-annually. If it's just an annual tax return, and this happens in a lot of cases, they're not going to get a lot of advice. It's going to be after the fact. They're not going to be able to be proactive. So if they want to stay on top of things, they need to step up and encourage the accountant to increase the relationship. Maybe they have quarterly meetings, et cetera. This will help the business owner get more information. It will help the accountant know what's going on more in the business if he's not involved on a routine basis. I mean, you asked what types of things would the business owner see that make him think he needs to make a change or get more assistance. I guess the first thing I would say is if, he gets that big surprise in March or April that he, owes a lot more money than he thinks. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest, the most obvious. The other thing, I mean, if you're not getting the right information from your accounting firm and you're learning mm-hmm. stuff from outside sources, mm-hmm. you're bringing questions to your firm as opposed to the other way, like the employer retention credit is one that's mm-hmm. very current. The PPP loan before that was very popular.
Right.
If the flow of information is not coming from the accountant to the business owner, then that's an indication that you're not getting the attention you need, and maybe you need to make a change.
Right. Then let's move on. And I'm asking this from personal experience. Some of the people I know, when they started the business, or they were like even planning to, they had an idea and they said, okay, I am thinking of starting my own business in the next year or later this year. They say, oh, shall I have an LLC or shall I have an S corporation? Those kind of things are also very sort of, people don't know what makes sense for them. So that also, you think, is part of an accounting firm's job to guide them?
Yeah, I mean, an accounting firm can certainly help with entity selection. That's a key one at the beginning. A lot of times you'll see the business owner maybe get an idea or get advice from a friend, and he'll start something without getting professional advice, whether it's an accountant or an attorney.
Right.
I recommend people, if they're starting a business with partners or shareholders, more than one business owner, that they get to an attorney. There have been too many instances where I've seen that the relationship started out very positively and things were working well for a while, but life changes and you've got multiple individuals in a business. After a while, they're looking for different things from the business. For instance, someone may be interested in growing the business to a certain level for an acquisition. Somebody else in the business might really want to be able to take cash out on a regular basis. So the wants and the desires of the participants in the business may change. So in that case, they should actually seek an attorney. An accountant can help them select an entity based on their goals and their certain tax situation they're in now. But in a lot of cases, if somebody's serious about the business, and particularly if there are multiple parties involved, They should also speak to an attorney.
Got it. Yeah, makes sense. So we are coming towards the end of the show. So what suggestions you have for our listeners, especially the small business owners?
Yeah, the small business owners, I guess the suggestion I have for them is just to hang tough. We've been operating in an unprecedented time in the last year and a half, and it's, we're not out of it. Things have improved quite a bit, but there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. And one of the other things I would also tell them is to try to take advantage of whatever government resources are available. One of the things right now that is getting more attention is the employee retention credit. Mm-hmm. The rules changed on that for 2021. It's easier to get the credit than it was in 2020, and it's very lucrative in 2021. So, small business owners, I just tell them, hang tough, try to improve as much internally as you can, get your house in order. But it's been an interesting time. I mean, there's a lot going on, a lot that we don't fully understand at this point.
Yeah, you're so right that being aware of what's going on in terms of grants and all, the support that is available is extremely important. Because what I know, initially when this ERTC thing came, it was like, if you have taken PPP, you can only take one. And that was last year in 2020. Yeah. And a lot of business owners still believe that's the case. Oh, I have taken the PPP, so now I'm done, so I don't need to look into ERTC at all. So They don't know that the law changed.
Yeah, the laws have changed a lot. And the PPP program itself changed several times. And, in 2020, the rules kept changing. It was a new program. It was developed very quickly. Mm-hmm. Banks didn't know how to administer it. The SBA didn't know how to administer it. And you're right on the employee retention credit. There was some big changes made in the legislation in 2021, which opened the employee retention credit to a lot more businesses, and it made it much more lucrative. So business owners need to stay on top of everything that's available, because At this point, they need to take advantage of whatever else is out there.
Exactly. And same thing with the restaurants. So the support is there. And if we don't act on it, usually with all the grants and everything, there is a limit and there's a time frame. And sometimes even if the time frame is that, okay, hey, you can file all these things for the next 2 years, the fund may not be available because those funds are either all used or sometimes the government can move the fund from one program to another.
Exactly.
So it's extremely important to be aware of. And when it comes to taxes and all, it makes sense to have the right accounting partner that can take
care. Business owners should have a relationship with an accountant, depending on how extensive he wants it to be. But it should be more than just an annual tax return and showing up in March with your QuickBooks file, getting a tax return done. If they're serious, they need to be talking to not just accountants, but other professionals as well, getting information from other sources, maybe other business groups, chambers of commerce. There's a lot of information out there. It's just, and it comes from a lot of different places, but a business owner needs to stay on top of things as best he can.
Right. And also, when we do that, it's not about, like, sometimes the feeling is, oh, I don't have time, or talking to an expert or a professional may require me to spend money. So there will be a cost associated with that, which is true. If you are hiring a professional help, then there will be some cost associated. But the beauty is, in the long run, you can save more than what you will spend. So you can really, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah, it's an investment. I mean, you won't see a return on some of this stuff right away, but it's stuff that a business owner needs to do.
Exactly. So, Jack, if someone wants to reach out to you for more information, what is the best way to contact you?
Well, we have, my email address is jack@franklinmanagement.com, and management's abbreviated MGMT. My business phone number is 925-484-0620, or my cell phone is 925-202-1473. And if they're looking for immediate response, the cell phone might be the best.
Great, Jack. Thanks a lot for your time today. It was pretty useful in terms of, like, different areas that you covered. And I think there is some good advice that, like, don't wait until the time of, you know, tax returns, but be proactive and work with a professional to make sure you're on the right path. And if there are some changes that need to be made, we can make it in time rather than it's too late. And in March, there is not much you can do other than just filing and whatever it is. So really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you for having me on, Ajay. I enjoyed it.
Okay, listeners, thank you for joining us on Business by the Bay today. This show was brought to you by Payroll Vault. We hope that you enjoyed the show. You can find the recording of this show on our website, businessbythebay.live. Please feel free to contact us in case you have any questions for our featured guest or want to become a featured guest. You may send us an email at info@businessbythebay.live. So take care and have a wonderful weekend.
Business by the Bay with your host, Ajay Sani. Join us next time as we discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions.